For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Galvin, what line are you playing for?
I'm going to win today for line five.
Now, do I have a streak going?
Two.
Yeah, you do.
Mike out the show. Hello.
Yes, hi. Are you taking people for a sporkle?
Only ladies. Are you a lady?
Absolutely.
What is your name?
Karen.
By the way, Karen, I knew you were a lady. Hold on. Galvin's playing for you. Please hold. Spanish, what line?
Line three, please.
Good morning. Who is this? Hello.
Hello, this is Adam.
Adam, please hold. Spanish is playing for you. I will take line 12. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Andrew.
Who?
Andrew.
Oh, they said like Idris. Hold on, sir. I'm playing for you. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Joseph, I like to camp on the weekends. DeSanto is your backup judge. What are you doing this weekend?
Camping.
No. The Espositos are having a party.
Oh,
so
Espositos.
You know you're old when you refer to your friends as their couple name.
Well,
the Glintzenbachels.
The Glintzenbachels, yeah. Not me.
The Espositos.
Yeah. The Martins are coming up over. On Bone TV, by the way.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it.
Just letting you know.
Who cares? Will the Espositos have a party tomorrow?
Saturday.
I was not invited to that party.
You are now.
No, do you know why?
Why?
I don't know who the Espositos are.
Well,
fair enough.
We're going to come by after maybe the bacon thing, you know. We're thinking about going down there.
Yeah, we were going to try to steal you guys away after the bacon thing.
I have plans.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we doing our Mexican dinner on Friday?
Yeah.
Today?
We can.
Yeah. Are we?
We can.
Okay.
We didn't plan it, but we can. Friday kind of crept up on us.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
But we can. I'm down.
What time?
Later the better, like maybe 7 or 8 o'clock. Would that be too late?
That's fine.
Too late for you?
No, 7. We just said 7.
7.
Not you. Whatever. You'll come when we tell you.
You wanted to just meet in the middle, 7:30?
Fine.
Bye.
7:30.
Where are we going?
Oh, my God. He's lying. Yeah, he's not coming.
By the way, 7:30, he'll be there about 8:15. And be like,
we're ordering apps without you. We're ordering tableside guacamole
Give Carmen your card before we leave today.
Me and Calvin will go have dinner.
Deal. Deal.
All right.
Deal.
All right.
Today, we eat Mexican.
All right.
Where are we going?
Okay.
Because are we going to the place at West Shore or someplace else? It's your guys' choice. Good. I don't care. It is very good.
The Besito place?
Yes.
Besito. They give you free churros at the end.
And I still have a free side table. You're welcome. I'll bring my coupon.
It's free. He's paying. It's free.
I'm going to help him out.
Oh, you're so nice.
Let's play Sporkle. We'll figure out dinner plans later. But I'm in. If you guys want to go tonight, I'm
all
in.
Right.
Here we go.
Okay, today we're going to play Can You Name the Three-Syllable Things?
Okay.
Very simple. I'll give you a hint. You give me the three-syllable thing. That's it. First one, main Friends character.
Delaware.
First name. Main Friends character. First
what
name.
Are you?
All right, I got you.
He's going to yell Delaware. What?
Monica?
There you go.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. The way she said Maine, I thought you meant Maine. And
I thought she was talking about horses, Maine. I was like,
I got it right.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, Delaware was good. It was fast.
Delaware. Yes, it was.
All right.
Okay. Beatles number one single.
Love Me Do.
Beatles number one single. These will all.
Revolution.
No.
That's four.
Yesterday. Bond movie.
Octopussy.
Goldeneye.
No.
That's four.
No. Moonraker.
Oh, yeah.
Borough of New York City.
Brooklyn.
Manhattan.
Manhattan. Galvin. British Prime Minister surname.
Constable.
Do you know what a surname is?
No.
British Prime Minister surname. Cameron. Day of the week.
Monday.
Saturday, Galvin. European capital. European capital.
Uruguay.
Delaware.
Amsterdam. European country.
Uruguay.
Amsterdam.
That's the capital. European country. Kosovo. Form of heat transfer.
Micro. No. Microwave. No.
Fission.
Ironing.
Conduction.
Delilah.
Works. Founder of Rome. Founder of Rome.
That would be
Romulus.
Spanish.
Remus.
He's the other one.
Oceania country. New Zealand. Pixar movie.
Toy Story.
Spanish. Planet.
Uranus.
Jupiter.
Jupiter. Spanish.
Uranus works.
Yeah. It's not a planet anymore, though.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
A dwarf is it? Planet. Or
Jupiter's
whatever.
Not.
Jupiter's no, Jupiter planet. Is. Jupiter's
no, Pluto's
huge.
Not. Pluto's not.
That's right, yeah. I just want to yell Uranus.
Don't look at me.
You don't know your planet. South American country.
Uruguay.
Bolivia.
South American country. Ecuador.
Spanish said.
That did. Yeah, I got nothing.
U.S. president.
Last name
Obama.
Only?
Washington.
Obama. Spanish. Spanish, we're halfway there.
The score right now, Michael is in last with one. Galvin is in second with two. I am leading by two with a total of four.
Ooh.
Right. Zodiac signs.
Scorpion. Scorpio. I mean, sorry.
Scorpio.
Capricorn.
Capricorn. Basic arithmetic operation.
Algebra.
Basic arithmetic operation.
Oh, I know.
That's right. Division. Subtraction.
But that's
work,
not the one.
But that's
that she's
not on the paper.
For.
Addition.
Yeah, that's yes. What it
is. But I was right, too. Right.
So was Washington. So was a lot of
who's talking to you?
I am talking to me.
Yes. It looks like Sporkle didn't provide me with all the correct answers.
Right.
So I got to take the ones that are on the sheet.
Yeah.
I like how you guys answered. Addition.
That's right. That's how you have to answer all of them from now on. Deadly sin.
Gluttony.
Yes, Galvin. English punctuation mark.
Exclamation. Nope, that's too many.
Period.
Punctuation mark. Question mark. Human body system. Human body.
Digestive.
Human body system.
Circular.
Skeletal. Main geological rock type. Main
igneous.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
It is. Mike Alto. MLB team.
Mariners.
Washington.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Mariners.
I'm telling it works.
Washington.
Mariners.
I know it works, but on the paper, Orioles.
Oreos.
NFL team.
Patriots.
Cardinals.
Patriots.
Oh, really?
It's on the sheet.
I think I just tied it up, didn't I?
No, you got one more to tie it up.
Well, shut up.
Ocean.
Pacific.
Pacific.
Indian.
Pacific.
Indian.
Got to do the one she's looking for, guys.
How do I know?
Atlantic.
I can't read her mind.
I don't know either.
I can't read Sporkle's mind.
Atlantic.
Getting robbed.
Old Testament book.
Genesis.
Genesis.
Hey.
Mike.
Start from the beginning.
Now we're here.
One word, prime number.
11.
7.
11. Spanish. Part of speech. Part of speech.
Adverb. Ew.
Conjunction. We are on the last
three.
Oh,
no. I should have had so many.
The score right now, Michael is still in last with three. Galvin is in second with five. I am leading, but only by one with a total of six.
Whew.
It's anyone's game.
Right. Rainbow color.
Yellow. Yellowy.
Rainbow color.
Indigo.
Indigo. Spanish.
Sorry, that was for me and that's for you.
Last two.
I need both of these.
Section of an orchestra.
Rhythm. I'm out. I don't care.
Woodwind instrument.
Section of an orchestra? No.
String.
Percussion.
No, that's gotta hurt.
And the last one, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Donatello.
Michelangelo.
Leon.
Raphael.
Burn. Never even saw that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No more streak.
Can I tell you the...
Oh, in your face, no more streak. Cleveland gobble, no more streak. Cleveland gobble, no more streak. In your face,
like
no more streak.
I like to make some tableside guacamole, but no jalapenos, but can you put some glass in there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just grab it behind again, I don't know.
Whatever, it looks like I own a restaurant now. Because they listen to your stupid thing.
Cool.
Yeah. I will run it from my wheelchair.
When you mentioned Oreos before,
yeah.
Who doesn't love Oreos?
Mm-hmm.
Best way to keep Oreos in the house and not pig out on them?
Put them in the freezer.
No, just put them in your closet. We have two things of Oreo. Like when I was a kid, my mother bought Oreos, they'd be gone on the first day. Now we always have Oreos. We have two things of Oreos. Mm-hmm. Nobody touches them.
Wait, like what closet? Like your bedroom closet?
Yeah, he means cabinet.
Your pantry.
I was like, man.
It's like you really don't
when
want
you get
kids.
Used to seeing Oreos in your house, you don't even want them anymore.
Mm.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
But when you don't keep them in your house,
right. And you get them if, and they come in for the first time, everybody's eating a whole row.
Yep,
whole row is gone. Yeah.
You know they have the Oreo Club where they send you like the newest edition and flavors and stuff
they do?
Like that. Oh. Yeah, they have a subscriber club to the Oreo.
Of course, you know that.
Do you know, I question the popularity of this show. I know that we're ratings juggernauts. Well, I understand that, and we do well, and people like it, but I don't really know how popular it is till you go out.
Until a month later.
Well, I told a story yesterday on the air about how I ate my wife's Reese's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Everywhere we went yesterday, people were like, man, did he really eat your Reese's? Did he really eat your Reese's? Like, I didn't even remember telling the story until I got out in public.
Let me point out, by the way, did he really eat your Reese's? Yes, she denied it twice.
Yeah,
it's up for grabs.
Yeah, well, there were some people that were like, it was all yours.
Yeah,
right.
It was all yours. Yeah.
Unless she says, I don't want it now, I want it later.
Right.
So she put
don't eat it, I'm saving for later.
Right, yes. But no, she just said she didn't want it.
Yeah.
So it's up for grabs.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.